Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
All right, Monday morning. Everybody ready to go? Thank you, especially everybody listening on the Odyssey app. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. Michaela Gordon, you feeling good? Ready to go?
I'm feeling ready. It's Monday. No blues over here. Let's get it started.
Did you have a good weekend? Did you sing?
I had a great weekend. I actually was in a wedding, which I'm not really into. I don't like to be in people's weddings. But I enjoyed myself. I'm happy that my best friend is married. So it was a good weekend.
I totally forgot that you had to drive. You had to drive all the way to San Luis Obispo.
Yes, I did.
There's just enough out there. There's no flight. Is there a way? Is there an airport?
There's one airport, but I'm telling you, these airlines do not fly into it. And unless you get like a private flight, it's really expensive. So me and Lisa, my partner, decided to take a road trip. Made a road trip out of it. And it was fine.
Big star like you, no PJ? Somebody said PJ to me the other day, and I'm like, PJ, what are you talking about? They were like, yeah, you know, private jet. And I'm like, that ain't me, bro. You know, that ain't me.
No, Chet, I'm like a regular person.
I got to be honest. You're a great friend because not only driving the 15 back and forth between Southern California and here on any weekend is brutal. Then extend out and drive to SLO. Bleh.
Real funny, the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, this is nice. So if you want to do something positive today, it's just as simple as giving somebody a pat on the back, just a little encouragement. You may have seen it at the, during March Madness and everything, you know, it's a guy shoots a free throw and he misses the free throw and everybody steps out and gives him a little dap, gives a little pat on the back, maybe a little slap on the butt, whatever. And apparently encouragement like that really can make a difference. I will tell you that Michaela, I am one of those people that will curse at myself and will call myself all sorts of vile names, mostly because I think it's funny. But Michaela doesn't like it.
I don't like when you talk mean to yourself or anybody does. I'm a positive reinforcement girl all day long. That's how I win.
Yes, you. Yes, it is. Researchers looked at hundreds of free throw scenarios from the women's games to see if it actually helped players make their next free throw. And apparently it did. They were more likely to sink their second shot if a teammate here's the thing. If a teammate reached out for a high five or a pat on the back, chances rose even more when multiple teammates did it. That's just kind of what you do. In all honesty, I mean, I'm not trying to pour cold water on the idea of, hey, that's good. Give positive reinforcement. It works. I just don't know if it necessarily works in this situation, because that's just what some, that's, well, maybe that's why they, maybe that is why they do it. They're just being good teammates. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to back off the whole, like, yes, give people encouragement today. It works. It works. It's science. See, follow the science.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling. Stories of the day. Once again, last Wednesday was National Siblings Day, for those who celebrate. And Josh and Bo Naylor, they both play for the for Adrian's beloved Cleveland Guardians. They celebrated National Siblings Day by each hitting home runs in their game on Wednesday in the same inning. I didn't realize that they were brothers that played on the Guardians. It's actually the 10th time since 1900 that two brothers have hit a home run in the same inning. Hank Aaron and his brother Tommy back in 1962. Cal and Billy Ripken in 90 and 96. Justin and BJ Upton did it twice in April of 2013. Josh and Bo also did it last summer. This is the first time ever in the history of ever that anybody was able to do it on National Siblings Day. So that's pretty good, I think.
That's amazing. Some brotherly love.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Three fishermen in Micronesia stranded on a tiny deserted island for over a week. But these are the good feeling stories of the day. They did, just like in the movies, they spelled out help in the sand, and a U.S. Coast Guard plane out of Hawaii spotted it, and it worked, and they rescued him. It's amazing.
That's amazing.
England has been overtaken by a story about a cat named Oreo that was stuck in a chimney for 2 days. He got spooked by the vacuum and decided to go into the fireplace and up the chimney. That's kind of awesome. Firefighters finally got Oreo out on Friday, so that turned out well. And finally, for Autism Acceptance Month, the story out of Philadelphia, dad is installing special street signs all across the city. They say autistic person area. Anybody can request one online and he'll come out and do it for you. It reminds me of that guy that was, during One October, the guy who'd make the crosses. This guy sounds like that guy.
Yeah.
He says that he's installed 80 of these signs, 80 of them in 2 months, and there's over 300 more requests that he is working on. Good on you, bro, putting some good out into the world. Those, and we're hoping to do the same, those are your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! So I've made Michaela hold off until now. She went to a wedding. You went to a wedding.
I went to a wedding that I was in the wedding.
Yeah, you were in the wedding. This was crazy. And she's sending me emails at 5:45 on Saturday morning. And I'm like, what are you? I'm like, go to bed. And she's like, I can't. I have to drive to San Luis Obispo. So were you sending the email before you left?
No, we were driving at that point. We woke up super early. It was a very eventful trip, Chet.
Super early. How early?
It was super early. Yeah, great. We got super on the road early. 6 a.m. We were on the road after the wedding.
So at 5:40, what are you talking about after the wedding?
After the wedding, we went and slept.
Hold up. Hold on now. You've jumped way ahead in the story. We're not even to the wedding yet.
We're talking prior to the wedding.
Stay focused right here.
I'm right here.
Okay?
Right here. It was a long weekend. Mondays are mundane right now. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you know what? Here's the one thing you'll know about this job. We don't get that option. We don't have that option. They're counting. The people are counting on you.
God, they need me.
To have your game straight.
These people need me. Let me get it together.
Well, they need something. I don't know what they need. But they need something. Okay, so now can we start over?
Let's do it again from the top.
I'm ready.
Are you? Okay.
We'll see.
Okay, good. The oh no, now I got the giggles. This is bad. This is Adrian, this is really bad, dude. I'm now okay.
Here we go.
I'm ready too. Okay.
Okay.
So Saturday morning, mm-hmm. you had sung the night before.
Right.
What time did you get up?
1 a.m.
Nice. And then you got up when?
I got up at 4 a.m.
Good. Look at you. Okay.
Thank you.
And you're on the road by?
We were on the road, now that I understand this story so deeply. We were on the road by 5 a.m.
Good for you. Very
Thank
nice.
You.
And then, so you've had three hours of sleep. And you've got to go. What time do you have to be in San Luis Obispo?
We have to be with the bridal party at 11 a.m.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So hence the leaving at 4.
Exactly.
How long is that drive?
7 hours.
No.
Hours.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Did you drive like grandma's? Were you Thelma and Louise careening across the desert?
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm a slow driver. I'm not one of those drivers that goes above the speed limit. I'm coasting. People hate driving behind me. I'm vibing. I just want to get there safely.
I'm vibing.
But also, I cannot be late for this wedding. And the panic is setting in, baby. It was very stressful. What? So Lisa takes the first shift. My partner, Lisa.
By the way, I just looked it up. 6 hours and 25 minutes.
Would I lie to you, baby?
Yeah.
I would. I would.
That's why I double checked. I was like, how can this be 7 hours?
Yes, dude. Yes. Yes.
There's no plane?
There is a plane out of like one airport, but it was $1 million. And
no.
If you know me, I'm not going to spend $1 million on a flight.
No.
So I decided to make it a fun road trip for me and Lisa, which was anything but.
Yeah, I imagine.
The fact that we're still together is very exciting after this trip.
Why? What happened?
A torrential downpour, a car that drove itself, fighting with the car. I'm the driver. No, the car's the driver. It was so intense.
Your car drove itself?
We got a rental car for this trip.
Okay.
And I didn't know what I was getting when I got this rental car.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a regular Honda. I thought it was just a safe.
No.
It was not.
It was an AI Honda?
It was an AI. I swear to God, you guys, it was an AI Honda, and I didn't know. They didn't tell me that.
And it just started doing its own thing?
It started steering itself.
Oh, God. You know why? Were you weaving?
No, I was driving responsibly.
Okay, but were you weaving?
Maybe I was. There's a possibility.
Okay, so I get it. What is it with me and Coase that are grandma drivers? Because I know that's so funny.
Yeah, but you're not wrong.
Kayla was the same way. Kayla's like 10 and 2.
Oh, she's, for
you know,
sure.
The speed limit, not a stitch over, you know, not one, I don't even know what the unit of measurement would be, but not 1 mile an hour over.
Yeah, until you're late for a wedding that you're in.
Exactly. And in a torrential downpour.
In a torrential downpour.
With a car that won't let you weave out of your lane.
A thousand percent.
It steers you back
in. She won't let me do anything. It was literally like driving Lisa. I was like, can I please go now, Lisa? Can I please go? It was a fight the entire way to San Luis Obispo.
With the car or with Lisa?
With the car.
Okay. And then later Lisa?
And then later Lisa.
Understood.
Because the patience had run thin. And I don't care how in love you are with your partner. When you're driving in a torrential downpour and you are late, divorce immediately. Immediately. It was.
Where is this torrential downpour happening? The whole way?
It happened after we got through Barstow.
Okay.
It just was a downpour.
Oh, God. So Victorville and a torrential downpour? Yeesh.
Yeah.
It's like the whole universe is conspiring against you.
Well, and I'm a Vegas girl through and through. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how to drive through Mother Nature. Like, I know how to drive in the sun, barely. You hit me with some wind. You hit me with some rain. It wasn't good.
Did you make it?
Well, yeah, I made it.
Okay. Did you make it on time?
I made it on time.
Okay, did you look amazing?
I did until my spray tan started washing off.
I'm telling you, the spray tans.
It's me and the spray tan, it'll be the demise of me. The wedding was absolutely beautiful. It still continued to rain. It did continue raining.
That needs to be your endorsement, the spray tan joint.
The spray, yeah, please.
All spray tan joints, this is your opportunity.
Here's your girl.
I'm serious. We've tied, yeah, this is, yeah. Okay, so then you get there. This wedding is all singers and performers.
Yes.
Who got married?
The wedding was one of my best friends.
Right.
who is now the musical director for The Voice and Kelly Clarkson.
Wow.
So but we grew up together. This was before he ever found any real success. So the wedding party and all of the people at the wedding were phenomenal singers, which sounds fun.
No, sounds annoying. Because was everybody laughing just a little too loud? Because here's what happens. Later on this summer, you'll go to morning show boot camp where it's all just radio guys and it's all morning people and it's all the dudes going, har, 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 and they just all think they're funnier than each other. And it's, oh my God, it's awful. Yeah. It's great, but it's awful.
Yeah, well, if you don't like my humming throughout the day.
I'm being painted unfairly. By the way, sidebar on that, much love to all of you, but I have been painted with this unfairly now. I got 3 different texts over the weekend. This person next to me is humming. My wife is at the nail salon. This woman next to me is humming. I don't care if it is Kale, you see. It's annoying as hell. And I was like, oh, boy. So I'm sorry. So, okay, wait. I want to know more about the wedding. We also have to, can I just quickly, too, thank you to everybody who was at the Junior League Paint the Town Red on Saturday, smashed fundraising records, and had a phenomenal time. And good God, you guys looked hot. Man, did you guys look good. We all looked good. It was great. In super awesome event.
Yeah, that was amazing. You raised a lot of money, too.
Yeah, just smashed it.
Yeah.
Smashed. Literally, we doubled what they wanted to get. We doubled what they wanted to get for their fund in need, and they had 4 different auction items. They were like, we've never even seen these type of numbers before.
Wow.
So, it was really, really good. Mercury and retrograde. Kiss my right now. I'll show you retrograde.
Kiss my Uranus.
Whoa, slow down, dude.
It's only Monday.
Find out where the line is first. Jeez. Okay. So, I want to hear more about this wedding. We also have Mariah Carey tickets before you can buy them, as we will even learn a little bit more about Michaela as we go along with the morning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I heard somewhere, I think, that Neo's got new music coming. I'm not sure.
That would be so exciting. It's been a couple of years.
A good couple. Exactly. Okay, so back to this wedding. So Michaela went to a wedding over the weekend, and we will find out. I don't know. I don't have a really good name for this game in a minute, but we've got Mariah Carey tickets coming. I'm just telling you, you're going to want to pay attention to all of this, okay, to what's happening right now. So you went to, and it's, this wedding is full of singers because who, so your buddy is the music director for The Voice?
Yes. He's the music director for The Voice and Kelly Clarkson. So you can imagine the whole wedding being singers and musicians. Which
is it annoying?
The most annoying thing I've ever experienced in my life. I love singers. I am a singer.
What?
But imagine 100 singers singing every song on the dance floor, harmonizing, taking solos. After 15 minutes, you're like, okay, girls, we get it.
Yeah, it's like High School Musical 4. Yeah,
it was a musical.
Like too much.
Yes.
Like too much. We need some dialogue here. Enough with the the bad musical numbers.
The dancers were dancing, the singers were singing, but it was a good time. It was really nice.
Sure, I would
think
it was a
beautiful wedding.
I would think those people would know how to party.
Yeah, they did.
And what was so? Who else got married? Who was the? I don't know how to say this. Was it a boy wedding? Was it girl wedding?
Yeah, boy wedding.
Okay, and what does the other boy do?
The other boy is a phenomenal photographer.
Oh.
So he, and he does a lot of like album covers. So he's in it as well, but he's on the other side. He creates the experience.
Do you think that, there were a lot of people that just showed up because they've kind of felt they had to? Because the guy from The Voice? No, but you know what I'm saying? The guy from The Voice and Kelly Clarkson, like he could further their career?
I could see how you could see that, definitely, but it was such a small wedding. It was only 70 people.
Perfect.
And that included his family, which can I tell you, I love. When me and Lisa get married, I want it as small as can be.
Yes.
I think it's beautiful that way.
We did 48.
And you did it at a lighthouse, right?
We did it at the lighthouse, but mostly we did it because my wife goes, we ended up changing venue, and my wife goes, let's take the money and get it. And for our honeymoon,
yes.
Or not for our honeymoon, for like the reception, we got a suite at a Seahawks game, which by the way, they tripled in price. We were going to do that because our 10th anniversary was just last fall. And we were going to recreate it and invite everybody that that went to the wedding.
Right.
We're going to invite them back. And it was like, it's like $100,000 now. And it was not it was like $25,000.
Wow.
Which is still a lot. It's still a lot.
Yeah, of course it is.
But we had it and we had budgeted for it and all that kind of stuff. So we ended up having 48 people.
Listen, it's the way to do it. It's the way to do it. And if we get married, when we get married, that's how I want to do it too.
But
after this drive, I don't know.
After the drive, yeah.
After the drive, maybe.
But everything's good. You got back okay. Everything. Obviously, you're here.
Yes, it was a great wedding. And I'm happy it's over.
The car's in one piece.
Yeah, it's at the rental place. Who knows what it's doing now?
Right, but you made it back in one piece.
We did make it back safely.
All right, good. All
right. When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah. Okay, for the game that has no name. I like that.
The game that has no name.
The game that has no name. It's kind of got a good ring to it, right, Maria? It's got a good ring to it. The game that has no name. All right, you ready for this? You ready for this game? This half-baked, silly little game for a Monday morning. You ready?
Oh.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, good.
Ready.
Question number one. Mariah Carey is known to those close to her as Mimi. What do those close to Michaela call her? Is it A, Mickey, B, KK, or C, Mika?
I'll say A.
A, Mickey? What is the answer, Michaela?
Hi, Maria. It's C, Mika.
No points.
But we're
no
just
point.
Getting to know each other.
No
it's
point.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody can. And here's what's really funny. Our stupid microphone stands.
Oh,
are made by a company called Mika, and it's M what do they call that? Exclamation point, K-A. And Michaela comes in and she's like, did you do that for me?
I did.
And I'm like, what did I do what for you?
I thought and he branded
said,
my mind.
And she's like, yeah, did you put it? Is that my name? And I'm like, I didn't even know that was on there. No, not. All right, so you have no points. It's not starting well for you, Maria.
Well, I'm going to try my best.
You know what? We would expect nothing less.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, that's not surprising knowing you. Mariah Carey is known for having a thing for butterflies. As we learned last week, Michaela has a thing for which animal? Is it A, koalas, B, otters, or C, monkeys?
I'll say koalas.
Okay.
The answer is...
The answer is B, otters.
Yeah, but literally you could answer, you could say any of those.
But I literally love koalas, and I feel like that was a really fair answer.
But we talked about otters last week.
Yes, we did.
We've not talked about koalas at all. In fact, that's news to me as well.
But I'm ready you are.
I just wrote that. Yeah, I got an idea. Tell me an animal you don't like.
Honestly, I don't think there is. Cockroaches.
I was say, there's
cockroaches are disgusting, not
fair
really
enough.
An animal.
Scorpions, though, you're still cool with.
I'm cool with the scorpion community.
Because you're a desert girl. Yeah. You know, yeah. You like
no, we're good.
All right. Maria, you're failing miserably at this game. And thank God. Thank God we don't care. No, it's fine. Thank God we don't care.
I'm going to whisper the next answer.
No, you're not. So Mariah Carey, married, it's really more just about the playing of the game, not the success. Mariah Carey married Nick Cannon at her private estate in the Bahamas when they got married before he decided to have babies with another 9 or 11 women. Isn't it 12 women now that he's had babies with?
Honestly, it could be 15 at this point. I've stopped
keeping track. I'm asking a legitimate question that doesn't he have 12 total?
I genuinely do not know the answer.
Should have looked that up too. Mariah Carey married Nick Cannon at her private estate in the Bahamas. Michaela spent 7 hours driving to a wedding in A, Pacoima, B, Pasadena, or C, San Luis Obispo, which isn't far from Petaluma, if we're just going to stay with the P. Okay, which is it?
I'll say C.
What's the answer? Michaela, what's the answer?
Oh, San Luis Obispo. Yeah, I was so excited she got it right.
Yes, she did get it, and you got
it
right.
Yes, Maria.
Congratulations. That's good, so you got
good
one.
Good job.
Good for
Yay.
You. Here's what's
effort.
Yes. And here's what's really dumb about this is you were gonna win the tickets anyway, so it didn't matter.
Win.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh my God, love you guys.
Here's what I love about this. Maria, how long have you listened to this show? Long?
I have been listening to you guys for over 20 something years. I took a hiatus because I moved out of town and I just started listening you guys again, and I absolutely love you guys.
And you never have to worry about that again because the Odyssey app, so you can just take us wherever you want to go. Have you ever, though, in the as you claim 2 decades of listening, have you ever heard me send anybody away not winning? Ever?
Everyone is so happy with the station, so I don't know how to answer that. I'm just so excited right now.
That's a decent game. But we'll give away more tickets with the 177-second survey 10 minutes from now. Hang on.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Hello, Heather Springman. I said, hello, Heather Springman.
Heather.
This is so weird. I'm going to try again. Hello, Heather Springman.
Where is Heather Springman?
I don't know. And I'm looking because it's highly possible that it's operator error. Nope, she just hung up.
No. Boom.
So, we'll wait.
She was we'll so close.
Oh, Adrian's grabbing another one. Why would you panic right at that point? You know, and again, let me just tell you, if you're new to the show, if you are new to the show, we won't hurt you. I promise. It's easy. And honestly, we want you to win stuff. So it's not that big. Like Josie, you know, it's not, you're going to win, right? You know that, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I will tell you ahead of time, and maybe one day we'll do it this way. And we'll go, if you suck at this game, then you're not going to win. But I don't, this is not that.
No, you're going to win.
No, and it's a 177-second survey. It's not that hard. It's not that tough.
Yeah, you're a winner, baby.
For example, Josie, be specific now. Be specific. Don't just go, I was hanging out with my kids. Because that answer sucks. That answer does suck, and I won't accept it.
Good.
Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
The best part of my weekend, I think, was definitely, you know, going to work. I just started my job, so I've been having fun going to work.
It really?
It just makes me feel, like, better. Yeah.
That's amazing. What do you do?
I work at a pizza place. It's not, you know,
Josie, a pizza place, say
never,
less.
And never apologize for that. never once go, well, it's not that guy. No, it's not that big a deal. No, you said you love it. And you love the people and they're good to you and all of that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and everyone loves pizza, Josie. Hello, coming from an Italian girl.
You're doing...
Yeah, yeah.
Do you understand the critical service that you provide to
the
world?
You're doing the Lord's work.
You're doing the Lord's work with the pizza.
Yes.
Seriously. You're not making pizza. You're making happiness.
Yes.
You're not. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Wait, Adrian wants a piece of this too. Adrian, you want to get in on how the pizza makers of the world...
Thank you for creating stuffed crust pizza. Thank you, Josie.
Josie, you deserve it.
Okay, now you're making an assumption there.
It used to be, but now everyone makes stuffed crust, Chet. Everyone does it now.
Josie, do you make stuffed crust pizza?
I don't do the dough, but I do like put all the toppings. I'm on the make line so far, but
okay,
that's awesome.
I get to make all the cool ingredients.
Every once in a while, just pop a pepperoni in your mouth.
Stop.
No, just while you're going through, you know what? Like you're dealing cards. You know what I mean? Just like, have you gotten really good at it where you're just like blah, 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 across the pizza? And then just, you know what? Six for them, one for me.
Yeah, a little salami slapping.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sorry. What? Are you allowed to do that around people's food?
I don't, maybe.
Can you slap your, never mind. I'm not saying it again.
Maybe Jesse does.
Stop. Do you want to get fired in your third week?
No.
Yeah, because this company don't
stand. I'm just talking about pizza.
This girl don't know where the line is today. I'm shocked and I don't know what to do now. Did you file your taxes? Today's tax day.
No, I didn't. I don't think I have to do taxes yet.
Have you not worked at all this year?
No, this is my first job of the year.
I think you still have to file. I found this.
Well,
get an extension in there today. According to a new survey, half of us procrastinate or delay. The average person spends 8 hours just stressing about it instead of just doing it. Instead of just doing them. 43% of us will spend more time avoiding doing your taxes than it would have taken to just buckle down and get them done. My end of it, my guy has done my taxes since I was 19 years old. And we literally call each other brother and family member. And you know what I mean? We hang out at holidays and stuff like that. So this is the worst because I don't... Like, we wait until the last minute because he has all these other clients. And then he's like, hey, you going to send me your stuff, dude? He'll ask me once in January. And then he leaves me alone. And literally on April 1st, he was like, okay, now it's go time. You can't wait.
But that's the kind of relationship I want with my tax guy. That's the guy to have that relationship with.
He always finds money.
Yeah.
He always finds it somewhere. All right. Well, have fun at Mariah Carey, the Celebration of Mimi live residency at Dolby Live Wednesday, July 31st. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much.
You know what? Give a plug for that pizza place too. I want to try your pie. What's the pizza place?
Papa John's.
Which one?
I'm kind of like far away from where you guys are. I think
you don't know where I could be sitting the way technology works now, I could be sitting right behind you.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't know it. You'd have no idea.
Well, there's a wall right behind me, so I don't know, maybe.
Fair enough. But you don't know what part of town it's in?
Sunrise, Las Vegas. It's
love
on
that.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. You know what? You're awesome. Yeah, look at the smile on our face.
I know. It's what pizza does to you.
Well, and Josie. Yeah,
yeah, of course. Awesome. And of course, Josie.
All right, you hang on 1 second. Relationship rehab in just a minute. Zendaya's got a new movie out, and we want you to see it before anybody else for your participation in relationship rehab with us coming up. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Relationship rehab at 702-364-9898. It's wedding season, so you know there's gonna be a lot of these. By the way, the wedding you went to a wedding this weekend.
I sure did.
In fabulous San Luis Obispo. Which, no, I really love it. Was it on the ocean?
It was on the ocean. It's so beautiful. I've actually never been to San Luis Obispo. It was stunning. It just rained the entire time. Poured.
Oh.
Not even a sprinkle. Literal downpour.
Wait, so you did that? And the wedding was outside?
The wedding was outside, but you'll never believe this. By the grace of God, it stopped raining for the 30 minutes of the ceremony and then continued rain. It was so perfect how it just literally stopped. We got the boys married. And then when they said, I do, thank you, kissed, the rain started pouring again. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was amazing. It was so beautiful by the ocean. And actually, it was right next to a lighthouse, which I've never been to. And it was so cool.
I love it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
We got
cool.
married. Amy and I got married at a lighthouse.
Yeah, I know.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And our very similarly, the weather was coming. We were like, okay. So we had a plan B. We had a tent. My now mother-in-law insisted on a tent, and she was like, no, and I don't want to be in the sun. And it was like, okay, great. We'll work it out. It was the third week of September, which you're playing fast and loose with the weather in third
right.
week of September in Washington. You're rolling the dice.
What is it? Is it just really rainy, windy?
Yeah, it changes. Yeah. It goes from gorgeous to 6 months of just horrible. But same thing. The weather was coming at us, and then all of a sudden just shifted to the south.
Mm.
It was the whole day was gorgeous. All right, so relationship rehab. My best friend / maid of honor is copying my dream wedding that I was not able to have because of COVID, and she's taking all of it for her own. I don't even know where to start. From the colors to the venue, she even chose my dream photographer. It's as if I created a vision board for her, and I'm devastated. She is my best friend, and I want to be there for her. I don't want to make this about me, so I haven't said anything. Not one word. I got to marry my soulmate. Here's the funny thing. And I will tell you this about your wedding as well. And I know it's a big deal, and I know everybody wants to have the wedding and all that, you know,
Of course, yeah.
You're throwing a party for your friends. That's all you're really doing. Yes, and you're taking pictures. And yes, if it's beautiful and memorable and it's awesome and all that. But I'm here to tell you right now, maybe you disagree with me. And we want to hear about that too at 702-364-9898. But so I'm agreeing with Farah. How many Farahs do you know anymore?
Great name.
Farah says, I got to marry my soulmate, so I know it's not about the wedding. But I don't know what to do. Just when I think she's done, she'll send me a picture of the cupcake she's getting from the same spot I wanted mine from. So it's gut punch after gut punch after gut punch. I love it when a girl says gut punch. It's awesome. What do I do? 702, I know you want to jump in on this. We have to wait.
You know, I'm staying silent.
As we know, the listeners get to eat first. We take whatever crumbs are remaining.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
It helps if you turn these on, Liz. Oh, God, I'm tired.
We're sleepy.
So, Liz, first of all, I have to ask you, when was the last time you went to El Torito?
Probably a couple of months ago. My husband goes there weekly, though.
Oh my God! At the end of Boulder Highway, uh-huh. Maybe one of the
we live across the street from there.
God bless you for this place called El Torito, and I love Juan's Flaming Fajitas, but El Torito is my OG. when we used to live. I was just telling Michaela how we used to live. My wife and I used to live at the end of Horizon Ridge in this little tiny house, and it was just us against the world, just stacking cash.
I love
she
that.
She was working as the executive pastry chef down on the strip.
Oh, that's right.
And I was doing this job, and we had like no bills. And this little tiny house and a little tiny payment and just, yeah, us against the world.
I love that.
It was
that.
The greatest. We used to go to El Torito all the time.
Okay, we'll have to check it out. I've never been.
I digress. Oh, we should go for lunch.
Let's go.
Okay, done. So, Best Friend Maid of Honor is copying Dream Wedding that Farrah, which I love that name, Dream Wedding that she couldn't have because of COVID. And literally, colors, venue, photographer, cupcakes, the whole nine, copying every single thing. And she's like, just when I think that she's done copying me. And again, it's her best friend, and she's the MOH, the maid of honor. She'll send me a picture of the cupcake she's getting from the same spot that I wanted mine from. So it's gut punch after gut punch after gut punch. What now? And this is the question, the other question that we'll ask you, Liz. What does she do? What can you do?
Don't worry about it. I mean, listen, she already has her win. She married the man of her dreams, and she has a best friend, and those are hard to come by. So who cares? I'm 100% with you, Chet. She's having a party for her friends. That's what a reception is, a big party for your friends.
Yep.
But I don't think it's that big a deal. I really don't.
May I say something? Liz, I love you, and I respect you, Queen.
Michaela's not happy.
I stayed silent because you can hear it in my voice. I respectfully completely disagree. I feel like it's so much more than a wedding, dude. Like, if your best friend knows that that's everything you loved and wanted for yourself, it's just a respect thing. It's beyond the wedding, like... Sis, that's everything your best friend wanted, and now you're doing everything that she... Why not just marry your husband, too? Why not just do that? I think it's totally uncool. Not into it. Because what else will she copy? Like, when you guys have babies, does this move forward? Like, with the nursery, with the lifestyle, with the housing decorations?
Well, let's stay in real life here for a second.
But that is real life. Do you know what I'm saying? Moving forward, will she just continue taking your ideas? I'm not into it.
There was a movie back in the day called Single White Female.
In the whole scheme of things, though, does it really matter? I mean, honestly, let's keep things in perspective. Does it really, really matter that much? I guess it comes down to how much do you love your friend?
It's interesting because, and you're right, Liz, that's what it comes down to. Whether you're a, does it really matter kind of person or a, she's copying me.
Yeah, I think a conversation is really important.
Hang on, Liz.
I think a conversation is really important to have with your best friend. Absolutely. And not throw the friendship away.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right. However, I didn't tell you this. The you just got to talk to him is, of course, that's the base. That's every.
Of course. But let her know that you're not happy about it.
Oh, I don't know. Is it here? I'll ask you another question in a second. Adrian on the phone. Not Adrian in the other room, who's answering other calls. But Adrian on the phone, you say it's okay. Not a big deal.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I am a guy, so I mean, no, we're not all into the wedding thing. It's mostly for the bride, you know, the guy shows up and gets married. But I don't think it's that big of a thing just because, I mean, I feel like it's more like a compliment, you know. She liked the whole style that the friend that you initially gave, and unfortunately she wasn't able to. But same thing, yeah. She married the guy that she wanted to, and now her friend's getting that chance to, and it just shows that hey, she had good wedding planning skills, and she liked the whole theme. So she said, "Oh, it didn't get used. Let me use it." I think that's just it. Easier way to de-stress herself, doesn't have to worry about all the planning. It was already basically done for her.
No, I got you. And I appreciate you giving the whole thought. No, I think you may have said something up at the beginning that may have, that when you said, well, I know I'm a guy, you know, and I think we are also more inclined to feel that way, to go, well, it's just stuff. I do. The one thing about it, can you take it as a compliment? Can you take it as a compliment?
I don't take it as a compliment, no. I think it's nice that she wants the style of her best friend's wedding, but I also think it's a little bit lazy too.
See, and Antoinette, and I think guys are going to be like, yeah, it's no big deal. You're going to get the Liz's of the world that are okay. Let me ask you, Antoinette, you are with Michaela on this. This is not okay.
You know what they say, mockery is the best form of flattery, but in this case, this is like totally identity theft. Like,
yeah,
best friend, you know that that's the closest thing to you. Like, you're gonna tell them everything. I think that's an attack, and I feel like you should watch out, because that definitely has like that's a mental health crisis. Like, that's not okay.
Period.
By the way, what was the mental health crisis? That's an attack. Yes. And this is identity theft. Man.
Antoinette gets it.
1, 2, and 3. Nice work. So good.
Totally agree.
Well, just because they agree with you, though, doesn't make them right.
I think it does, actually. I don't know. I think, Antoinette, you're kind of a genius, actually, Antoinette. Do you have anything for this gal?
No, we don't. Except for Michaela's
speaking
love.
Speaking from experience, though.
Oh, see, you've got experience with this.
Yeah, not with the wedding, but, like, clothes ideas, hair ideas, food ideas, outing ideas with other people. Even have, like, I've told friends and they have gone and done the same exact thing and sent me a picture. And sometimes it's really just because people want to make you feel, like, excluded for whatever insecurities or whatever that they're having. So she probably is experiencing something that she's not talking about. But maybe she just don't have original ideas. That could really be it as well.
But you're right, though. It is annoying. It is super annoying. What are you writing? What are you writing?
I'm sending you a love note.
What are you writing down?
Because Antoinette had experience, and
right.
So
what are you writing down?
Did my sister-in-law? This happened to my sister-in-law, that her best friend also took some ideas from her wedding as well. So with experience,
I want to hear more about that. Hang on one second, Antoinette. Thank you. Have a great day. Dude. By the way, dudes, no more. Adrian, no more dudes, because all the dudes are all going to go, it's okay. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I do have another question. I have another question that I keep forgetting to ask, and I want to hear about your sister-in-law and how did she handle it?
Yes, she did.
Was there a resolution?
There was a resolution.
Okay, good. I want to hear about that next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So I dedicated that song to the IRS because we can't be friends, right?
Yeah.
But isn't that song really about we can't be friends because we're like romantic? You know, we're romantic.
Are you romantic with the IRS?
Well,
it's love.
I can't tell the joke. I can't. But one of us got.
Oh.
I hear this deeply, and so does everyone else.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, Farrah's upset because her best friend, who, by the way, she's the maid of honor. And I, for whatever reason, that means a lot to me.
Yeah.
But basically, Farrah's best friend is copying. And who knew this relationship rehab would blow up like it did? She's copying everything. For, like, Farrah wanted to have her dream wedding and couldn't because of COVID. They got married anyway, no big deal. But now her friend is copying colors, venue, photographer, cupcakes, gut, and like Farrah said, gut punch after gut punch after gut punch. So let me ask you, Ashley, what do you do? What can you do?
You know, I've taken time out from my own family for doing stuff like this. My cousin-in-law or whatever copied so many things. I bought a gold chain. She got a gold chain. It was down to the card. So you know what I did? Was I bought a car that she couldn't afford.
So, okay, so the... Yeah. There's that. But Farrah's not in that position because she's already married. That horse is already out of the barn. What does Farrah do? And then this is my question. Like, obviously, you're a big fan of your cousin. I can tell.
Your family is tough.
You don't care if you see them at Thanksgiving ever again. So, okay, so that's not a problem for you. Is this worth Farrah blowing up her friendship with her friend? You know what I mean? That's the question for me.
I would, because if it's a no, like, you can't copy every single thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to go and look at the exact same colors and all that stuff, go look at my pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Michaela, is it worth blowing up the friendship?
My sister-in-law, I just remembered this story, told me that when she had a best friend, when she got married, the best friend copied everything she did in the wedding.
Right.
As they moved forward in life, she continued doing the same thing.
So she did copy.
Yes, she did.
You were touching on
that. I referenced
it. That's why that was
in
your head.
And I was like, why was I thinking about that?
Yeah.
This is 100% a true story. She copied when my sister-in-law had her baby. The girl had her baby, copied the nursery. When my sister-in-law bought her house, her ex-best friend copied the whole house. It really was like a single white female situation. She did have a conversation initially and was like, hey, I'm not into this.
Yeah.
The girl continued, and they're not friends anymore and haven't been for years. And to your point, it happened during COVID. So it's even more of like a slap in the face. It's not that she didn't want to have the wedding of her dreams. She literally couldn't. And now her best friend is having her wedding of her dreams. It just feels weird. And I think you have to have a conversation with the friend and prepare to end it as well.
I'm trying to figure.
It's weird.
I'm trying to come up with the not nuclear strike option. I mean, the obvious, you got to dang him. But okay, how's that going to go? And then if they go, pound sand, I'm doing, stop thinking I'm copying you. You know what I mean? What do you mean I'm copying you?
You are.
Yeah, that's true.
You
either are or you aren't.
It's a tough situation, but she needs to have I know. We say, like, don't just say have the conversation, but it's something needs to be done because it'll prolong.
Yeah, but I'm kind of on the Liz team where is this really that big a deal? Is it really that big a deal?
Yes.
I mean, I get it. Now, if you go along, now what I would do is I would paint my laundry room. If she was doing this, I would paint my laundry room like pomegranate puce, whatever.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Just some horrific color.
Yeah.
And then watch her do it and then
test her.
And go right in the next day and paint over it. Just do something else and then she's stuck with it.
Yeah.
You know,
test her.
If you've had the conversation going, hey, I'm noticing a lot of similarities here.
Yeah, well, if she's her best friend, she'll be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to make you feel that way. That's a different conversation.
Yeah. Or she'll go, no, I love you so much and I want to wear your skin.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you wake me up now.
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I'm questioning whether whether on a Monday this is a good one to do, but yeah, why not? Michaela Gordon, we'll find out right now if you are old or not old. You're on the cusp of Gen Z millennial, right? Or yes. No, you're both feet in millennial, right?
I guess I'd be considered a millennial, but I also consider myself young, Chet.
Yeah, we know. So somebody asked people to name random signs that you're officially old now. For example, when you were dancing at that wedding over the weekend, were your hands in the air like you just don't care?
The shade. Yeah, it hurt.
I'm asking you a question. Were your hands in the air like they just don't care?
Yeah, they were.
Well, then you're old. Do you eat Tums like candy?
Yes, I do. They're in my purse right now.
Bam! We're two for two. No, I do not raise the roof. No, I will, we have the chewy ones though for when I get heartburn, but sometimes that's just if it's a mixture of, you know, like booze and spicy food and I'm laying down, that's Bates fat. Yeah. Do you still print your boarding pass just in case?
No, I do not do that. I use the mobile service.
You snap your fingers when you're trying to remember something.
Oh my God. Yes, I do.
You cannot stand or sit without making some sort of noise.
Oh my God. This is an attack. Yes, I do.
I am grunt guy. I'm like, why? And I go, why are you doing that? Why are you making, there's no, you sit down and you go, ugh. And it's just like, what are you doing? Do you use speakerphone for most of your calls?
Oh my God. Yes, I do. Every single call.
Do you judge parents if their kid isn't wearing a jacket?
No, because I'm the fun aunt.
I know sometimes I'll be like, why are we letting that kid out of the house wearing Crocs? Do you watch the local news? Listen, I say that's for work.
Yeah, blame it on work, Chet. Nothing about being old.
I know you don't watch local news. You have recently stood outside a store in the morning waiting for it to open. You haven't done that.
No, I haven't done that.
Neither have I. You start conversations with strangers in public.
Yeah, but I've always done that.
We both do that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's who we are.
Do you know exactly where your heating pad is?
Oh my, I literally use my heating pad every single night.
You leave the plastic on things to keep them new. No,
I don't do that.
Do you do that?
No, but my grandma, who's Italian, used to.
Well, of course, that's because she's your grandma and she's old. That's the point of this thing. So you've recently said, how do you work this stupid thing?
Yeah, but that's just because I'm not technically savvy.
Right. And that was here. I was actually a witness to it.
Yeah.
You've told a server, please give my compliments to the chef. No. This is like that insurance commercial. You cut your juice with water because everything's too sweet these days. I've never even heard of that.
No, I don't do that.
Do you drive by a nice house and go, that's a nice house?
Yes, I do.
Oh no.
But I'm a complimentary girl.
I gotta be honest, I didn't keep track, but there was a lot of those that
a lot of yeses. I'm a little ashamed.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I have learned in our short time after reconnecting as best friends forever that you cannot reach. Well, so I'm a 1 o'clock in the afternoon phone call guy. Michaela is generally at the gym or rehearsing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Were you ever a workout at night person?
Never. It keeps me up all night long.
Same. And I can't shower at night because I'll never be able to sleep.
Really? I find showers relaxing, actually, the hot water.
I think it's because I like to shower super duper hot. And so then I'm just like, I'm overheated. And then I get into bed and I'm still overheated. And I feel like I can never get all the way dry. Here's the funny thing. So any exercise is better than nothing. A new study suggesting now that there could be a quote unquote right time to exercise. A new study tracked people over 8 years. There's still cancer out there, folks. I don't know if you're putting your resources in the right place, but whatever. They found that people who exercise in the evening have almost a 2/3 lower risk of death from any cause compared to people who don't exercise. So everybody who exercised was better off. But people who exercised in the morning and in the afternoon, Michaela, only had lower risks of 33 to 40% respectively. So it wasn't as dramatic as the people who worked out at night. They think it's because our bodies are primed to better handle blood sugar later on in the day. So, and also the reason why they know that is because the study was focused on people who were obese, many with type 2 diabetes. So fitting in some exercise in the evening might lower your blood pressure throughout the night and into the next morning, which makes a lot of sense to me.
It makes sense to me, but I'm not going to fight science. However, my endorphins are flowing and I got to do it in the afternoon.
Yeah. And that's my couch time. That's couch and snack time where I'm actually spiking my blood sugar. Great.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So I have to ask you, Michaela, like everybody else, you take your phone into the bathroom, right?
I take my phone everywhere, Chet.
Okay, but specifically, I really am asking, you take your phone into the bathroom, right?
Well, I don't want to get bored, so yes.
Well, and I got to be honest, if you're getting a reply from me, it's probably what I'm doing. Is this bad? A poll asked people if they use their phone while they're, asked if they use their phone while they're doing the stand-up. And 30% say they have. I did this yesterday, and I've done it 3 times in the last week. In fact, you got a reply from me whilst I was.
Oh, great.
Is that bad? Is it bad?
I don't know if it's bad. I just didn't. Are there enough hands to be like holding everything?
Well, in this particular instance, I felt that I was able to go, I don't want to brag, but I felt that I was able to go hands-free.
And so, that's why there's pee on the floor all the time.
I don't mean, don't act like you're not impressed, but.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Look at what a good start we have on this Monday. It's already to the more you know before we go. Steven Spielberg bought the rights to Jurassic Park just a few hours before James Cameron tried to get him. We all know Steven Spielberg. Well, you know James Cameron too, because the Titanic and all those movies. Cameron says if he would have gotten Jurassic Park, and if he had been the one to make the movie, that it would have been nastier, much nastier. Can you imagine? I don't know that. Do you think it would have done as well if they would have made Jurassic Park nastier?
No, I don't think so. I think Steven Spielberg did a perfect job with it. I can't imagine any nastier.
I am so due. I really don't remember watching the first one, but I'm pretty sure I have. I saw parts, whichever one with where Chris Pratt is surrounded by the three velociraptors or whatever it was, that I saw a little bit of that one. And other than that, I kind of got to take an L on the whole Jurassic Park thing. And I know that's weird and shocking to a lot of people.
Yeah, but it came out a long time ago.
Right. Have you seen all the Jurassic Park movies?
No, and definitely not recently.
Oh, well, so I don't feel safe. No wonder you were so quiet. You're looking at me like, don't talk to me about this. And I'm like, oh, okay, I just realized you're feeling shamed at the moment. Okay, fine.
You feel shame.
Yeah, great. There's a reason a top 40 for songs is this way. Did you ever wonder why they call it top 40? Why they call stations like ours top 40? Because back in the day in the 50s, when pop music became a thing, jukeboxes used to hold exactly 40 songs. And you would put the 40 biggest songs in that jukebox to make that money. In the original version of Snow White, good Lord. And Snow White is somewhat of a dark, you know, is a dark tale anyway. And, you know, we were just talking a minute ago about how Jurassic Park could have been nastier. The original version of Snow White ends with the evil queen being forced to put on burning hot iron shoes and dance in them until she died. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We're only 5 years old. Calm down.
Nightmare fuel. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Brutal. The third Olympics ever in 1904 were in St. Louis. They lasted, you think it's long now, they lasted 5 months. And man, and they're ramping up. NBC is ramping up the Paris this summer, the Olympics. My God. So in 1904, the Olympics lasted 5 months, but only 11 countries sent athletes. So duh, we crushed it. The U.S. won 231 medals because there were only 11 countries. And Germany was second. They only had 15. Yeah, suck it. Nazis, although I don't think they were around then. But you know what I'm saying. You get where I'm going with that.
Yeah, we get it. Listen,
that's the more you know before we go. Let's go crush this Monday. Have a great day. More Mariah Carey tickets tomorrow. And so let's meet back here then. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Say goodbye, Michaela.
Yeah, I love you guys. Bye.
Adrian, hit him with it.
Be easy, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.